It's showtime at the Chesterfield Supper Club. On the air, five nights a week with America's greatest singing stars, Perry Como, Joe Stafford, Peggy Lee, and featuring the King Cole Trio, the Fontaine Sisters, the Starlighters, America's ace football forecaster, Eddie Dooley, and the orchestras of Mitchell Ayers, Dave Barber, and Paul Weston. All brought to you by the milder cigarette, Chesterfield.
A.
Always milder.
B.
Better tasting.
B.
Cooler smoking.
A, B, C.
A, B, C. Always buy Chesterfield. A better cigarette because it's milder. Therefore, the best cigarette for you to smoke. And now, here's the star of our show, Peggy Lee.
Thank you very much. And hi, everybody.
Hi, Peggy.
Start the show, David. I want to go where you go. Do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to sigh when you sigh. Cry when you cry. Smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and build a little love nest. I want to go where you go. Do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, and build a little love nest. I want to go where you go. Do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I wanna go where you go. Why don't you let me do what you do? Come on, get me and we'll make love. Then I'll be happy. Thank you very much.
Oh, Peggy, how are the barbers tonight?
Ah, the barbers are fine, Tom. That's because it's Thursday night, and that means Dave and I are with our favorite people and our favorite cigarette. We like a cigarette that's milder, a cigarette that satisfies. So naturally, we like Chesterfield. And friends, I think that you'll like them for the same reasons. So make your next pack Chesterfield, the cigarette that satisfies millions, the cigarette that'll satisfy you. And here's our smoke dream for tonight. A little old car came chugging down the trail. A train came flying with the morning mail. They met at the crossing with an awful smack. A little man crawled out and they had to hold him back. He waved his fist and he wanted to fight. When the people said, why, it's broad daylight. He stuck to his guns, his jaw was set. Why, that train ain't due for 10 minutes yet. There's quite a little moral to our story tonight. You can still be awful wrong when you think you're awful right.
Oh, fine, Peggy. Real fine. And, come over here just a minute, will you? I've got something I want to ask you.
What's that, Tom?
Well, listen, Peggy Lee, there's some news going round about King Cole and the sweetheart he found.
I'm surprised, Tom Reddy, that you haven't heard yet. The gal's awful pretty and her name's Lilette. And here's King Cole.
Ready to reveal about that gal and her great appeal. A boy and a girl fell in love long ago, but that love soon lost its way. Her and wooed her, in vain he pursued her, and every night the neighbors hear him do Lilette, Lilette, my little violet, won't you please come back, oh please come back to me. I can't forget that lucky night we met, and the way our lips met oh so tenderly. Your eyes are like the bluest skies in spring to me. Your kiss must be an angel kiss, cause heaven is what it brings to me. Lilette, Lilette, I'm gonna get you yet. Won't you please come back, oh please come back to me. A kiss must be an angel kiss, cause heaven is what it brings to me. Lilette, Lilette, I'm gonna get you yet, and the day I do, I know you say I do. Now don't you go stalling when I come a-calling at your front door. Lilette, I'm gonna get you yet.
Friends, there's a rather interesting story about this next song. It came out, oh, I think it was well over a year ago, wasn't it, Dave?
That's right, Peg, it was, about the early part of 47.
But nobody seemed to take to it, except a disc jockey somewhere in New Jersey. And he told his listeners that he played their requests every day, and he wondered if they'd mind if he played a favorite of his. Well, he did, and they got to like this song. As a matter of fact, the whole country got to like it. And now, well, it's wonderful what faith can do, even for a song.
Each time I see a crowd of people, just like a fool I stop and say, it's really not the proper thing to do. But maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight along the lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you. But maybe you'll be there. You said your arms would always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Now after all those things you told me, how could it end like this? Someday, if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stairs. With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door.
Say, do you remember that old expression, penny wise and pound foolish? Well, believe me, that's one thing that never applies to the Chesterfield tobacco buyers. They always pay the highest prices for tobacco because they buy the world's best. tobaccos that are produced by prominent tobacco land farmers, like Mr. A.J. Criswell of Paris, Kentucky, who said recently, "Chesterfield buys my best grades of tobacco. It's mild, ripe, sweet-smoking tobacco. I like Chesterfields because they're mild, and they really satisfy." Yes, friends, Chesterfields are milder. That's why they satisfy millions of smokers everywhere. Out here in Hollywood, Chesterfield is tops with the top stars. For instance, Barbara Stanwyck, starring in the Hal Wallace Paramount production Sorry Wrong Number, says Chesterfield is her choice because it's milder and better tasting. So, the next time you buy cigarettes, make it Chesterfield. A better cigarette because it's milder. Therefore, the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Don't do that.
What's the matter?
Oh, Nat, look what they've done. They just painted a mustache on the girl in the Chesterfield ad. She's a doll, she's a queen, and she loves to be seen. So why make the lady feel bad? Please don't paint a mustache on the girl in the cigarette ad.
See the boys have a time when they look at that sign. Well, how can you be such a cad? Please don't paint a mustache on the girl in the cigarette ad.
If painting a mustache makes you laugh, take this advice from me. Paint one on the doctor selling liver pills. He needs that mustache more than she.
Sign your name with a scrawl, whether right on a wall,
and you'll be the popular lad.
But please don't paint a mustache on the girl in the cigarette ad. If painting a mustache makes you laugh, take this advice from me. Add a handlebar to father's photograph. He needs that mustache more than she.
That girl looks grand, Chesterfield is her brand, but it's a national fad.
Please don't paint a mustache on the girl.
So please don't paint a mustache on the girl in the Chesterfield ad. ABC.
ABC. Always buy Chesterfield.
Yep, by the pack or by the carton. Try 'em and you'll buy 'em. Tomorrow night it's Perry Como, football forecaster Eddie Dooley, and the entire gang who will be coming from the annual tobacco festival in Wilson, North Carolina. And I'll be back Thursday with A, Dave Barber, B, the King Cole Trio, and C, I'm gonna get you. On a slow boat to China. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.